ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hey. We'll start from the end of Daf Lamed Aleph Beis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. It says that Dinei Nefashos is done in B'yayim v'goyim in B'yayim. That in conscious the Dinei Mominus, which only the Tchilas Din has to be B'yayim, the Gemara Din could be B'layla. Dinei Nefashos, the Gemara Din also has to be B'yayim. Gemara says, "Minani mili." Amar Avsimu bechi amakrav ahayka isul Hashem neged Hashemish. The pasuk by Baal Par says, "Ahayka isul Hashem neged Hashemish." Ahayka is a tliya. The tliya has to be neged Hashemish. It has to be while it's still sunlight, while it's b'yayim. And the Gemara goes on. Amar Avchisti minayim leikashi tliya. The ksiv ekanam Hashem megiv eshal b'chir Hashem b'chuli. So nachreinim are bothered. The pasuk just says that the misa has to be b'yayim. And b'emes in the Gemara is mefurish that you learn after this pasuk that the misa has to be b'yayim. The Gemara, a little bit afterwards, on Lamed Hayim and Aleph, when the Gemara says, v'ligmer b'shabata, v'ligdalei b'shabata, em ritzicha derech Shabbos, v'ligdalei l'urta, neged Hashemesh b'inan. So even if the din is on Shabbos, to do the misa on Meitzoy Shabbos is the problem of neged Hashemesh. So the chayit this pasuk is telling you that the misa has to be b'yayim. The Mises Bezdin has to only be done b'yayim. Abavu state in the Pasuk that the Gemara Din has to be b'yayim. Maybe the Mises has to be b'yayim, but the Gemara Din could be b'layla. So Kama the Kama Achreinim say that the Pasuk says two things. The Pasuk says, Kachas Chorashi Am, V'hoi Ka'isul Mashem Neged Hashemesh. The Gemara says, it doesn't mean that you take the Rashi Am and you hang the Rashi Am Neged Hashemesh. They didn't do anything wrong. The Gemara says, right? Rashi Am Am Chatu, Rashi Am Achatu. So Am Ravida Merav. Chalak Lembati Dinim. It says, Kako Rashi Am means take the Rashi Am and make them into Bezdin. And they should go and hang the people that when it's Madnul Labal Par. So Zagan Achreinim, the word Kenegan Hashem, which is going on both. It's going Sayin the Kakas Rashi Am, which means to dan them, the Din. And sign the Haikaisim Hashem. They both have to be Neged Hashemesh. So that teaches you, sign the Din has to be Neged Hashemesh, and sign the Misa has to be Neged Hashemesh. As I learned the Teres Chaim, and the Rishash, and the Kais Yeshuas, and the Chamer V'Chai, and other Achreinim. Now the Dvar of Rum, in Simon, in Sechelik Beis, in Simon Lamed Dalet, he asks the Kasha, the Gemara doesn't mean that part of the Pasuk. The Gemara just brings the part of the Pasuk V'Haika Yisrael Hashem. The Gemara should have brought the part of the Pasuk Kach Rashi Am. So the Gemara is not Mashmeh that it's going on Kachas Rashi Am. And also he says the Rishenim, Rabbi Nechananel, and the Yad Ramah, that Mashmeh that the Pasuk is teaching you the Misa has to be B'yayim. And he's also bothered that how do we know the Gemara Din has to be B'yayim? We know by Mamanis, the Tchilas Din has to be B'yayim, and the Gemara Din could be B'layla. So maybe the Kach Rashi Am is going on the Tchilas Din. Kach Rashi Am, that the Tchilas Din has to be Keneged Hashemesh. How do you know the Gemara Din has to be B'yayim? And the Rabbi, the Pasuk is stemmed beautifully by saying that the Tchilas Din has to be B'yayim. Kach Rashi Am. Elamai, you're going to say that this is the Pshat. That since it says Kach Rashi Am V'Haika Isol Hashem Neged Hashemesh, Vais Deis at the whole Maisa, from the beginning, Kach Rashi Am, until the end, V'haika Isal Mashem, that all has to be Neged Hashemesh, all have to be B'yayim, it's all in one Hemshech. So since the Tchilas Din has to be B'yayim, and the Mis has to be B'yayim, so Mel the Gemara Din, Avados has to be B'yayim. But Zag the Dvar from, but it's not the same day anyway, because we know it is a Din of Alon HaSadin. We know that when you Mechayiv them in Din, you have to wait till the next day. So anyway, it's not kachas Rosh Hashem v'hoik oisul Hashem from the beginning to the end is neged Hashemesh. Avad, you can't do that. Avad, in order to do the chayv emisus, you have to wait till the next day. So once you anyway have to wait till the next day, so maybe it's good enough by night. And the misa will be the next day, the third day. So nog the dvar avram a pshat, and ben misini is mechavet the miri. The miri mamish says is pshat beferish. That enechinami, that's in the pasuk's dafka going on the misa. But just like the Gemara said, that you can't dan on Shabbos, because since there's no ritzicha on Shabbos, since there's no Mrs. Bezin on Shabbos, so merely you can't dan on Shabbos because you can't wait because of Yinei Adin. So who Adin? You can't be going with Adin by night. Not that there's any din that the Gemara Din has to be behind, but if the Gemara Din is by night, when are you going to do the misa? You'll have to wait till the next day. You wait till the next day, it's in the Adin. So Mela, that's why you're not going to be able to make the Kamayah Din by night, because it'll be a problem of in the Adin. Like I said, that is the Pshat the Miri says. It's a Pshat from the Rishayim. But the problems with this Pshat also. First of all, Anish Gefelech, it will come out that when there's no problem of Ini Adin, you'd be allowed to make the Pesach Din by night. L'mashal Zakin Mamre. There's a Gemara that says that Zakin Mamre, according to Rabbi Akiva, you wait until the regal. There's no din of Ini Adin. You wait until the regal to kill the Zakin Mamre. So Me'eloi Bezoi, Zakin Mamre, you'd be able to make the Gemara Din by night. Also, and this is what Dvar Avram talks about before, Shara Niskal. There's a Shmuz in the Rishayim, the Rambam and the Ravid, and Perikid Aleph, and Ilchaz Iskei Maman, Allah Chazayin, and Ches, and the Rambam holds that there's no din of Ine Adin by Shara Niskal. Sugi is mashmid, there is, the Ravid argues it's a separate Sugi. Pal Kolponim, Fakeh, the Dvar Avram says it's very good, because the Gemara in Lamed Vavim and Bey says that all these the Chilukim between Dini Nefashis and Dini Mamanis that we have in the Mishnah don't apply to Shara Niskal. Because they're all a matter of finding a schus, and a matan al piyachan, and a kom lamdim schus, and a kom lamdim chayv, and all these things that don't apply to a Shara Niskal, because you don't bother so much being matan al schus of Shara Niskal. And the Aruch HaNer asks the Kasha, and the Aflam Mevavim and Beis, why would the din of Dana Miyayim, the Gaimrim Miyayim, not apply to Shara Niskal? That has nothing to do with schus. Has nothing to do with the shayla of imatel eschus, like the shayla of matan al piyechel the eschus of loy lechayva, or kol melamdim eschus, or melamdim eschus ainim melamdim chayva kadayma. That's just a shayla at a time. So why wouldn't that apply? Why wouldn't you say the din of mises abalim kach mises ashar, legabe this din that din in nefashis, you have to be gaima belayla. So Zogni Dvar Avram, very good. A few was saying it's a din in inay adin. If it wouldn't be for the halach of inay adin, you wouldn't have to be gomer b'layla. So if either Rambam, that Shara Niskal, there's no din of Ine Adin, so maybe it's very good. Why you don't need layla? It comes out of very bechilik la'alacha. Pashtus, if you never like the achreinim, that there's a separate limud, the kachas rashi am that has to be neged Hashemesh, and them state that the din nefashis be'etzim has to be neged Hashemesh, has to be b'yayim. So Eber says, I do Ine Adin. Even when there's no problem with Ine Adin, there's a psul layla. Mashayin Kain, lefi what the Miri says, Tvar Avram's pshat, that Tzatzini Adin, Betzim is only Adin, Mis has to be B'yayim, but the Gemara Adin is only Tzatzini Adin, so by Zakim Marmi, you wouldn't have that Din. And by Shara Niskal, it's very good, why you don't have that Din? Lefi the Rambam Malko upon him. Now the Aruch HaNer Bavarin such a pshat, he doesn't like it, because he holds that Inei Adin is the Rabbanan. And the Din of Garmin B'yayim, he holds the Din Deraisa. Brings the Raya from the Gemara Megillah, it's the Din Deraisa. So if it's only Al-Tzini Adin, Ine Adin, he also the Din Derabbanan. But that's B'chol Na Murchuk, we'll speak about it a little bit later in the Shia. Pashas and the Yishayinim, Ine Adin is the Din Deraisa. But L'chari, to me it's a little bit schwer. That Vas Epis, is there a Psul Laila because of Ine Adin? The Gemara Gufa had said by Shabbos that you can't dine on Shabbos because of Ine Adin. And the Gemara says you should kill him at night. And the Gemara says, Neged HaShemesh Binon. And the Gemara says, "Being going with the din on Shabbos and killing be'echad b'Shabbos nimsat the mana is dinay." But advice is to be going with the din on Shabbos and to kill him on Meitzer Shabbos is not called dinay adin. So it could be it's only in the case where you're going with the din at the end of Shabbos. Could be there's dinay adin even a small amount of time. But advice is that alone, you wouldn't. The Gemara is naming on. You wouldn't be able to say with a klarkeit that you don't make a din on Shabbos because you'd be able to be going with the din on Shabbos, right before night, and then kill him at night. And the only problem is because ain't Ritzicha Belaila. But Oiva Zay, if you're going to learn that it's Altsini Adin, so the Chay, you can have a case where you could be going to Din Belaila. If you're going to Din all the way at the end of the night, and right after you're going to Din, you take him out for Skila. By the time you get there, it's by day, won't be the problem. Basich Nisht. Al Kobanim, he says, also come in an afkimin if it's psul b'di'evid, which again, you don't have it right either way, but if it's a din b'yayim, l'chayr, it's ma'akiv, and the gemara din b'layla wouldn't work. Mashayim was altzine a din, but the evid you make the gemara din b'layla would be a gemara din. Now the Dvar Avram asks, and the Teres Chaim, Bemisim Bavarns this, that if you're going to say altzine a din, so why can't you be goyim b'l'schus b'layla? Let's say Bezin's in the middle of a masu umatan. And then they decide, Belaila, that they all were machlit. Okay, we're going to say l'schus. So why can't you be gaimed a din l'schus, Belaila? So the Dvar Avram tries to say that maybe the pshat is that there's no such thing as a Gemara Din L'Schus. If Bezin decides a Schus, it's dumb. They don't make a Gemara Din. They just leave it. Because as long as they don't have a Psak Din L'Chiv, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. So there's never a Psak Din L'Schus. There's no reason for it. So that's not called a Psak Din. There's no halacha when the Psak Din L'Schus has to be. Because nothing comes from a Psak Din L'Schus. A Psak Din L'Chiv, you need the Psak Din L'Chiv in order to kill him. So it's the halachas. How to make a Psak Din L'Chiv? Mashayin a Psak Din L'Schus. Shane, we don't have a Chiv, so we disband. But he says it's not true, because there is a halacha. If there's a Psak Din L'Schus, and then you find out Chiv, and you find that it's a mistake, you're not Machzirin. Mashayin, if it's not a Psak Din, L'chayit is no din, you're not Machzirin. So if they made a mistake, so they'll be able to do Machzirin. So it's, isn't a gay a Psak Din L'Schus? So why did the Mishnah say that the Gemara Din has to be B'yayim? If it's only Atzini Adin, only the Gemara Din L'chayiv has to be B'yayim. But the Gemara Din L'schus, K'chayiv could be B'layla. So the Dvar Avram clears maybe as Asvar. Maybe there's no such thing as a Gemara Din L'schus if you can't have also at the time made a Gemara Din L'chayiv. A Din Be'etzim is that you have two tzadim. You could pass in schus, you could pass in chayiv. So Mela, whatever you pass in, that's a psak. Mashengim Belaila, where you can't pass in chiyuv, you can only pass in schus, so there's no tut stadim, that's not a Gemara Din of schus. But he says nishtazai. Because, you see, it says in the Mishnah not the way. The Mishnah says that, dine nefashis, danim v'yayim v'gayimim v'yayim l'schus, but in order to be gayim l'chayva, you have to wait for the next day. So why don't you say the same story that the first day you can't pass in schus because the first day you can't pass in chayiv is the din you need alanis adin. So you can't pass in chayiv the first day, so that should prevent you from passing in schus. And Lamai is also shvari. Anyway, he says it's a shvachas shvari. Mechadesa. Lamai said, atut stadim chayiv and schus. There's a technical problem that you can't pass in the tzad of chayiv because the problem of ini adin. That's going to mean that you can't pass in schus. And the rai is because you see that the first day you can pass in schus even though the vaili you can't pass in chayiv. So Meili says another svar. He says a gaval de gazach. Avada the limit of the Gemara of Ahayka Yisrael Hashem Neged Hashemish is a din in the Misa. And the Misa has to be b'yayim. As I state in the Rishayim, as I state in the Meiri. So Avada that we're going to see from there that the Gemara din has to be b'yayim is al-tzinei adin. But hain that al-kopanim l'chayiv, you can't pass him b'layla. So kum tais, the pasuk, as I would say like this. By Dini Mamanus, we have a pasuk Vayu B'yayim Echil is Banav to tell you that the Din has to be Yayim. We have a pasuk of Shavdu Sam B'chaleis to tell you that the Din could be Bein B'yayim Bein B'layla. So we say that Tchil is Din has to be B'yayim and the Gemara Din could be Bein B'yayim Bein B'layla. But since the Din is the Misa has to be Dafka B'yayim, and that means the Gemara Din L'chayv has to be Dafka B'yayim, Ayim Azayim, we can't Tarshav Shavdu Sam B'chaleis for Dini Nefashis because the Chayv to down the chayiv, you can't do b'chaleis. It'll be a problem of ini adin. Once you don't have a shavtu some b'chaleis, in mela, the gemara din would have the same din as a tchilas din, and would have to be b'yayim. So kum tais hazai, all the nafkiminis we said aren't richtig anymore. You know, even though mitzad the drasha starts with the fact that the mis has to be b'yayim, and in mela you can't do the gemara din b'layla al tzini adin. But haint, that you can't do the Gemara Din B'layla Tzini Adin, so in Mela, you don't have the Pasuk V'shavta Sam B'chaleis, and in Mela, you'd have the Pasuk V'hayu B'yayim Mechila to teach you that B'akapana by Nefashis, there's no Din, that Gemara Din could be B'chaleis, and Gemara Din's like Tchila's Din, so B'etzim has to be B'yayim. And that would answer why L'schus also has to be B'yayim. So in Mela, you wouldn't have the Teretz by Shar, by Zaka Mamre, you also would have to be B'yayim. You wouldn't have the Kasha, you could do it at the end of the day. At the end of the night, the Yisrael is once anyway the night, Al-Kabana, most of the night, is taken off because of the problem of Inei Adin, so mainly you lose the V'shavtu Sa'am Mechaleis to tell you that the Gemara Adin could be at any time, and mainly Hajudin and the Gemara Adin to the Tchilas Din, that has to be B'yayim. But, so even according to this Pshat in the Gemara, L'maskana, the Yayim is Be'etzim, and it's Ma'akiv, and it's not only Al-Tzinei Adin. That's a pshat from the Dvar Avraham. And now let's go weiter.
The Gemara is now going on the part of the Mishnah. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Dinei Mammon is Goyimim Boi B'yayim Bein L'Schus Bein L'Chayfa. Dinei Mammon is, you're allowed to be Goyimim the Din the same day, whether it's a Schus or L'Chayfa. Dinei Nefash is Goyimim Boi B'yayim, I mean L'Schus B'yayim Shal Achrav L'Chayfa. If they want to be Mezakim, they could do it that day. But if they want to be Mechayim, they have to wait till the next day. So the Gemara says, Minani Mili. Rav Chanina Dama Krom Eliyasi Mishpat Tzedek Yolamba V'Atam Ratzachim, that the Navi has a time. They used to be Tzedek Yolamba, they used to be male in the din, and now they don't do it. And Rav Mehacha Ashrei Chamaitz Ashrei Dayan Shemechametz Es Dinoi, it's very good for a Dayan to make to Mechametz a din, to make a onus a din. So the Dvar Avram then Chelik Bei Simul Amidalad, he clears a shayla. He says, what's the din if they didn't do a onus a din b'diavad? What's the din if you have the bezdin and they decided l'chayva and they pass the din without a lanas adin, is it psak chal? Could they kill him, or could they do a lanas adin afterwards and kill him tomorrow? He says he has two tzedim to say that the psak is chal. First of all, maybe the whole din of a lanas adin is a din l'chatchila, like the Gemara is mashma. The Gemara brings psukim from Navi, that's a good thing to do. Mechateis is ma'akiv. You don't know for sure that it's ma'akiv. Mechateis is a din that it can't be a psak din without a lanas adin. Maybe the whole lanas adin is din l'chachila. But the evid, if they pass in the misa without a lanas adin, it's chal the psak and zehu. Not quite the nacha shayla. Maybe even if you say a lanas adin is ma'akiv, and it's also to kill him without a lanas adin. But who says a lanas adin is ma'akiv before the psak din? Maybe you could do a lanas adin after the psak din. So why did the Mishnah say that you're Gaimer b'yayim l'schus b'yayim shlach of the chayva? Why don't you just be gaimer b'yayim l'chayva or so, and then have a lanas adin after the gemara adin? Zog the Dvar Avram, the Teretz says that's because of ini adin. That's because of ini adin. Once you have a psak din, you have ini adin, like we're going to see in the next sugya. Before the psak din, there's no ini adin. After the psak din, then schal din of ini adin. So mele l'chatchila, you're not allowed to make the Gemara Din before the Halana, because there'll be a problem of Inei Adin. But b'di'evit, if you made the Gemara Din, so shame. Now you're going to have to wait for the next day. You're going to have to be over on the Din of Inei Adin in order to make Halana Sedin. But the Psak is Chal, and you can have the Kiyum of the Halana Sedin after the Psak Din. Now he's mefalpo, that might not work. So just like we had before in the Gemara, on Daf Yud Zayinim and Aleph, he had Rav Kana said us in Hedgin Shro Kul Nechayv of Poich and I say, my Tama given the Gemir Alana said Din Lamevelei Skusav Ani Sulei Chazulei. If everyone thinks it's a Chiyav, so then you patter him. Why do you patter him? Because the Halacha you have to make Alana said Din, and if everyone sees Lechayv, they're not gonna. It's not negay Alana said Din. They're not gonna be able to think that maybe there's a Skus if everyone saw Lechayv. So merely a batter him because he wouldn't have a lanas adin. So maybe who adin if they already paskin, even if it wasn't everybody. But they already paskin l'chayiv, there was a gemar adin l'chayiv, that has the same chsarin of everyone seeing l'chayiv, that's not shaykh alanas adin. Alanas adin is before you paskin. Before you paskin, even though you think it's l'chayiv, but don't yet paskin l'chayiv, wait on it. So since you didn't paskin yet, so shaykh alanas adin can make you be chayzer. But once you paskin, not likely anymore. So it's the same problem, it's a chsarin in alanas adin. He's being mefalpel there because he was wondering like this: if Ezen sees kul l'chayiv, and they can't make halana sadin, so why do they patter him? Why don't they send him to another bezdin? L'maisa, he did something wrong, and l'maisa they think he's chayiv. But good, this bezdin can't make halana sadin. Maybe they'll send him to another bezdin, and that bezdin maybe there'll be one or two people that won't be so sure it's l'chayiv, and they'll be able to make halana sadin, and then be able to mechayiv him. Me'echa teisa to patter him l'gamri. And who would then like in our case? Let's say they all pass in l'chayiv. And you're going to tell me, Alanis, it doesn't work anymore. So good. And maybe we should go to another Bezdin. He says, unless you're going to say that's like the same din of Yetzim Bezdin Zakai. That once this Bezdin can't pass in, you could clear. That din that was Yetzim Bezdin Zakai, Eimach Zirin l'chayiv. Is it the pshat that if this Bezdin pass in schus, so even if they made a mistake, but that's how they pass in, so they have to stick to it. Or maybe it's another Zach. Maybe the pshat is, if he went to one Bezdin, and for whatever reason, there was no Psach Chiv, so there's no din to go to another Bezdin. He says, he's not sure. He rather declares, if you're going to say like the Tzad, that the Psach is Chal, but you still have to do Alonis Adin, because it's Chayach Alonis Adin after a Psach,
We know there's a halacha that once they pass in the din l'chiyev on somebody, so if you kill him, you potter. He's a gavur bar katola. So he declares, let's say they pass in l'chiyev the first day, and you still have a din of alanas adin. Is there a din if he's killed, he's potter? Is there such a din? Do you say you already have a psak? So maybe if he's killed, he's potter. Or do you say, no, since the psak is mitli tali in the alanas adin, it's still not a full psak yet. See, that's what I think is the most mistabra. That the din of alanas adin is a din that the psak doesn't have a take of a psak before the alana. So even if you're going to say you can still do alanas din afterwards, but you'll need another psak. Avad is not pshat that this psak is chal, but rather you also need alanas adin before you kill him. No, it's a chsarin in the psak. The psak was without alana, it's a chsarin in the psak. Maybe you could still do halana and paskin again tomorrow. That I could hear tut stadim. But l'chayr, it's mistabra to me, it's a chsarin in the psak. To say it's mamash psak, but hargay potter, and still there's a kiyum of alanas adin afterwards, sounds to me not mistabra. But that's quite dvar avram, it doesn't say klar. Nachamol, he's claring two shilas. First of all, maybe alanas adin is not likuva. And second, maybe this alanas adin can be niskayim after the gemara din. Why not? His only tzadi has why not is that maybe it's not shaykh anymore to do alanas adin. Just like by Sanhedrin that was real kulay l'chayva, we don't think they'll be able to do a proper alanas adin. Who would then once they paskin, maybe we don't think we'll be able to do a proper alanas adin. But I was glad to say that maybe the psak of l'chayv before alanas adin felt in the psak. It's not a psak l'chayv. So it could be you could still do alanas adin and make a psak l'chayv the next day. But you would need another psak l'chayv. That's what I would name on. And his shaila, then on the tzad, he could do alanas adin after a psak, is he considered a bar katola? I would say avadanat. If I don't have any raya, asvar. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara now quotes the end of the Mishnah, l'fichach, ein danim loy be'er shamash loy be'er v'yam teif. Because there's a din, that dinei nefashis, you're only gaimim bay b'yam l'schus, you have to do b'yam shal acharav l'chayva, that's why you can't dan on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. And the Gemara explains, my Tama, it doesn't work out that you could make Dina Nefashis on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Hey, Chilev, because what are you going to do? L'dayne b'malei Shabbata v'ligmi l'dina malei Shabbata. If you make the din on Erev Shabbos and you finish it on Erev Shabbos, d'l mechazu tam l'chayva, maybe they'll want to pass him l'chayv, that he's guilty, or b'olam evad alana sadin. And then they won't be able to finish an Erev Shabbos. They'll have to make a Lonis Adin. And when will they be able to do that? So the Daini B'Malei Shabbat V'Ligmir B'Shabbat, so they'll do a Lonis Adin. And they'll finish it on Shabbos. Now what are they going to do? V'Ligdali B'Shabbat, and then they'll kill him on Shabbos. They can't kill him on Shabbos, because Ein V'Tzich HaDeiches HaShabbos. There's Halacha, and the Gemara explains afterwards where you know it from, that Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos, Mises Bezin is not Deich HaShabbos, you're not allowed to kill anyone on Shabbos. V'likti l'urta, so kill him Maitz HaShabbos, Negin HaShemesh Binan, but that won't work, because you have to kill Dafka B'yayim, like we spoke about earlier in the Shia. V'ligmi l'dina v'shabbata, v'likti l'bechad v'shabbata. So why can't you do the din on Erev Shabbos, do the Gemar din on Shabbos, and then wait till Sunday to kill? But that's a problem. Nimsata ma'ana is dinai. There's a problem with inay adin. You're prolonging the din. And adayne b'malei Shabbata v'nigre b'chad v'shabbata, if you're going to make the din on Erev Shabbos and finish it on Sunday, then minshu tamayu, they're going to forget the reasoning. They're going to forget what the reason is, so it's not going to work to paskin on Sunday what they did on Friday. They're going to forget exactly the reasoning. It's not going to be fresh. You have the sefer the yonim, and so they'll know exactly what they tainted. They know all their sores, but nay the bepum v'kasvin. You can write what's in the mouth, but liba the inchi. What's in the heart, you can't write. So that will be forgotten. Hilchah lo yefshir. And Mori Dikki Yisayin, someone says a svara one day, the next day he'll still remember it enough to be able to paskin al pi the svara. But 2 days later, even if it's written down, he won't remember it, it won't be klar, it won't be frish, he won't be able to have a good psak. So the four chedushei dinim, that you need all four chedushei dinim to teach you why you're not going to pask in the din, on why you're not going to make a din of dinin nefashis on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. You need the din of alanas adin. If it wouldn't be for the halacha of alanas adin, which we discussed earlier,
then you'd be able to do everything on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. It wouldn't be a problem. That's one halacha. You need the din of Ein Mitzicha Deicha Shabbos, because if not, you could just finish it off on Shabbos L'chaiva. And we're going to discuss Ein Mitzicha Deicha Shabbos right after this shir, right after this part. You need the din, like we discussed in the beginning of the shir, that the Misa has to be by day. Otherwise, you could finish it on Shabbos and do the Misa on Meitzah Shabbos. And you need the din of Inui HaDin to say that you can't kill him on Sunday. So here's the Schadish Halach of Inui HaDin, where the Gemara is being Mechadish to us that when you paskin a din Misa on someone, you can't wait another day. You have to kill him dafka that day, otherwise you're being over the Isra of Inui HaDin. Now the Gemara doesn't say clearly the Makar of Inui HaDin. The Adrama says, and the Gemara says in a few places here, and after the days and the days, you'll learn from it, broiling Misa Yafet. You have to give him the least painful death that you could. So prolonging the agony is giving him a painful death. So it's an Indian of a Haftarecha Kamecha. Al Derech Zer Ben Ugeshim, the Gilgit of the Gemara in Erech and Avzayim, where the Gemara also mentioned Ini Hadin, and he says, the Israel's Al Tsar Balechayim. Now we mentioned early in the Shia, the Gemara of the Kamadav Tzadik Aleph is Mashmid is Din of Ini Hadin by Shara Nisko. The Rambam in Hilchas Niske Mamon Perik in Aleph Alach HaZayin says it's not. The Raivad there is Masig on the Rambam. They look there in the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah. Al Kabbalah Mizuchah coined the Sermi Shain and there is a din of Ini Adin by Shara Nisko. So the Dvar of Ram, the one that we mentioned, in Chaluk Beis, Simon Lamadal, and Reis Beis, he says if Ini Adin is coming, Mitzad Alacha of Fahaftrecha Kamecha, or Tzar Balechayim, it wouldn't pass by Sharul together. The Shar doesn't know about the din. So how's it Shayach Bechlal, the Indian of Ini Adin by Ashar and Iskal? Even if you say, Kemisis Abalim Kachmisis Ashar, it still doesn't make any sense because it's not causing the Shar any more pain Bechlal by pushing off the din. By a person, so a person knows he's condemned to death. So Mel, it's a very painful time. You don't want to prolong the agony. You get it over with as quickly as possible so not to cause him any additional suffering. But a shar who doesn't know anything, l'chayit is b'chlal no'inyev after v'kamecha, or tzar b'lechayim, it doesn't make any sense. So how's it shayich it could have ini adim by a shar and iskol? As I affect the Dvar of Rome. So mail of Dvar of Rome is m'chadash ha'gavaldagi yisayin. That be'etzim is a din, which you could call ini adin, that stam, there's a din in b'yater amikir becha. And you got to kill him as early as possible. Because he's learning the din of a Be'at Rabbi Kebecha teaches you that the Chiv Misa is not stam, you have a mitzvah to do something. So then whenever you do it, it's fine. I've had the Zuzim Makdim and the mitzvahs, but you like to push it off. Well, Be'at Rabbi Kebecha means that there's a problem. When you have someone with Chiv Misa here, the Torah wants you to get rid of him. There's a paid on every rega that the person or the shar that's Chiv Misa is still around. So, Mel, that's Mechai of the Misa right away. Also, Be'at Rome Mikrebecha. So, you don't have to come on to V'after Echa Kamecha or Tzar Belechayim or anything. Stop! The Torah doesn't want the one who's Mechayiv Misa to be alive. So, Mel, you have to kill him anytime, anything you wait, any day that you wait, is a bit lase. It's kind of like, I think he's learning, it's kind of like a Shavuot Zela. It's not Stama Mitzvah to return the Gzela. You're not supposed to be having the Gzela. So you're not allowed to delay that. Thus, Alain is a Gzela. Here also, Be'at Yom Mikavecha, the Torah doesn't want the Mechui of Misa to be around. You're not allowed to delay that. So, Frag the Dvar Avram, so I was like, so why the Yad Ramah have to come on to V'after Echa Kamecha? So, Frag the Dvar Avram, Pasha. Because in Ag Gemara, you don't have that. Because in Ag Gemara, anyway, you can't kill him because it's Shabbos. The question is, should you make the Gemara Din or not? Let's say somebody is brought to Beis Din now on Friday. And the Gemara is saying, the Beis Din says, sorry, we have to wait till Sunday to make the Din. Why? Because if we make the Din now on Friday, and we're going with the Din on Shabbos, and we're going to kill him on Sunday, so that's Inei Adin. And what will be if you don't make the Din today? It'll take you even longer to kill him. You'll have to make the Din Sunday, the guy with the din Monday, and kill him on Monday. So that wouldn't be a reason not to make the din on Friday and in our din, because we can't kill him any earlier. What can we do? Be'at Yom Kevech is kill him at the first possible opportunity. That's not going to be a reason not to don him on Friday.
You'll dine him on Friday. You'll be going to dinner on Shabbos. And you'll kill him the first possible opportunity, which is Sunday. What's wrong? So here the Adrama is saying another din. Here the Adrama is saying, I mean, Mekayach the Gemara, that the Pshat is that once already you pasked the Gemara din on him. And now he knows for sure he's going to die. And now it's going to be very painful for him that he's not being killed right away. It's taking a day for him to be killed. So Mel, that's felt him after Echekamecha. And that about the wouldn't apply by Yeshua at all. That's why Nem's on a show you could not on Friday. There's no chsan of Ine Adin L'chuli Alma because there's no after Echekamecha. The Ine Adin by Shor is a pshat to be after Omikubech has to be done right away. But the Ine Adin that the Be'atar Omikubech has to be done right away, that doesn't pass here. Because anyway, it can't be done any earlier. So Kondes is Svei Dinim, Ine Adin Tainas Advar Avram. There's a din to be killed, to kill the Mechuyiv Misa right away as quickly as possible. It's Be'atar Omikubech. But that doesn't apply. That wouldn't make it that you can't dine him on Friday and Paskin on Shabbos, because you're not killing him as quickly as possible. And that, you don't need the Gemara Din to make that Ine Adin. Stop. There's a din to do Be'atar Omikubech as quickly as you could. And then there's another din. There's a din that once you pass in the chiyuv misa on somebody, so Kumda is now, he's in a very bad matziv, he's in a matziv of tzar, he knows he's going to die. So get it over with as quickly as possible, it's after Echamecha. That doesn't apply to a shah, that only applies to an adam, and that only applies after the Gemara din, and that's the reason why you can't make the din on Friday. That's a shtickle tarif and tvarif ram, a glattik a shtickle. Well, by he and Yonah, there's a shmuz in some achrenim that Agamar is mavur that the only problem of Ine Adin is once there's a Gemara Din. Like Rashi explains, because the Gemara says, you can't dine him on Friday and make the Gemara Din on Shabbos and kill him on Sunday. That's the problem of Ine Adin. So why can't you dine him on Friday and make the Gemara Din on Sunday? And Rashi explains, because Kol Zman Shel Nigmar Adin, like have Ine Adin, the Chol Shoh Metzapa La'atzala. Because Kol's man, it's not a Gemara Din, he doesn't know. Maybe he'll be Potter. So mainly he's not in such tzar. Fakert, he's being hopeful. Avuk Shenigmar, then Kol Yeh Mitzapa L'misa, that's Havi Ine Adin. That's painful for him, once it's Nigmar. But it's Mashma Klar, that the whole Din of Ine Adin is also if it's Nigmar. So there's a Sefer Pnei Maven, a Friedrich, a Sefer, Chedushim on Sanhedrin, that he says, the Mishnah Perkei Avos says that Chayrev Bala Olam Al Ine Hadin. And the Mefarshim there, Rashi, the Rambam, the other Mefarshim, they all say the Pshat is that once the Dayan knows the Din, but he drags it out, that's called Ine Hadin. And they don't say the Pshat is once you already paskin the Din, that's Ine Hadin. Right? It says once he knows the Din, it's also an Ine Hadin. And the Chayrev does state in the Rambam, in Hilchas Perk Sanhedrin, Hilchas Sanhedrin Perk Chaf Alach Avav, he says, "Hama'anes adin u'marich b'dvorim abruim k'del tzar echam ibalei adinim areza b'chol ma'avo." Someone is ma'anet adin; he prolongs the din, and he makes it longer when really it's dvorim bruim. Really, he knows what the din is, but he's just stomping mafalpled in order to be mitzar one of the balei adinim. That's b'chol ma'avo. That's leisasa oval b'mishpat. So the problem is, Agamar is saying ini adin is only when you already have a gemar adin. And here we're saying that Ine Adin is as long as you know what the din is supposed to be, even without a Gemara Din, it's already called Ine Adin. So the Sefer Pnei Maven says, it's not totally in the Gemara Din, it's totally if the Dayan already knows bebriris what the din is. If he knows for sure what the din is, then it's called Ine Adin if he doesn't paskin it, even if there wasn't yet a Gemara Din. Rashi here is saying that if you don't paskin the din on Shabbos, the pshat is you don't know what the din is. You're doing halanis the din. You don't know. You're not going to discuss it on Shabbos. You'll wait till Sunday to discuss it. So you don't know what the din is. That's not Ine Adin. Ine Adin is when you know for sure what the din is. But he says it's a machlokes rishonim. Because in Mayit Katan Daf Yedalad, the Gemara is discussing if you could do a din on Chol HaMoed. Could you do a din on Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara declares to say you can't actually do the din on Chol HaMoed because we don't want to disturb anyone's Mayit. You'll have to put him in Cheirim if he doesn't listen to the din. We don't do that in Chol HaMoed. The pshat is when it says that you dine a din HaMoed, it means you're ma'ayin in the din. But the Gemara says that can't be because that's Ine HaDin. So Rashi there is Klor Mashma, that it's Ine HaDin, even if you didn't pass in the din, The fact that you know what to paskin is called Inei Adin. That's why you can't be ma'ayin in the din of Chol HaMoed and paskin afterwards. That's Inei Adin. And Taisus in the Ritva has a kash and Rashi. Ay Gemara is mavur. That Inei Adin is dafka when the din is gepaskined already. So he says, that's the machlokes. Rashi holds it's lav dafka gmar din. As long as it's klar, like the Rambam says, it's mavur. As long as it's klar what the din is, it's Inei Adin. And Taisus in the Ritva hold that no, it's dafka when the din is mamish gepaskin, it's already a gmar din, then there's Inei Adin. Otherwise, there's no Inei Adin. That's all from the Sefer Pnei Mevin. But the Sefer Panim B'Mishpat, it's a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, Achayish Mishpat, it's in Simei Yud Zayin, on this halach in Shulchan Aruch, which brings the Rambam, that says, Hama'anes adin umarech b'dvorim erbrum teil etzar echel mibalei dinim is b'chal ma'avul. He makes a chilut in dinim mamanis and dinim nefashis, and that's what's mashma in the Rambam. The Inei Adin in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos and Perkei, the Inei Adin in the Rambam is a din in dinim mamanis. There, once the dayan knows what the halacha is, even if there's no gmar din, so that's it. He's not allowed to go and pretend he doesn't know the halacha and start being ma'arich and start delaying, and that's going to cause tsar to the balei dinim, and that's the problem of Inei Adin. But that's the Inei Adin by dinim aminis. That's why the Shulchan Aruch brings in a chayshim mishpat, and the Rambam says, like sasa oval ba mishpat, kipshuta is talking about dinim aminis. And as long as the dayan knows what the halacha is, he's mechuyev to paskin in immediately and not cause any tsar to the balei din who are waiting for the psak and are going to be annoyed at the delay. But Ein Gemara is tumat dini nefashis. By dini nefashis, kol zman there's no gmar din. By dini nefashis, we're constantly looking for schus. That's why we're doing halana sedin. Halana sedin is even when we're ready to paskin really lechayev. But We want to make sure. We want to be 100% sure. So Adarabba, the Baal Din is not sad about it. He's happy with it. The more you delay before you paskin, the pshat is the more of a chance it'll come out l'schus. So by dinin nefashis, there's no halacha that once you know what the din is, you got to paskin and execute the din right away. Even l'chay. Fakert. Spend more time. Who knows? A schus might pop up, and you might end up not passing l'chayv. We're always trying to find more and more schusim. That's what happens with din nefashis. So there, the din of Inei Adin is dafka after the gemar din. The gemar din, that's it. We're finished. We're not discussing it anymore. We were going with the din. Then he wants it to be over with. It's causing him tsar. He wants them to kill him right away, so it won't cause him tsar anymore, because he has no hope anymore. But once Kolzman, they didn't pass in the din, So there is no Inei Adin because they know that there's a psak. So that's what he says. The machlekes in Mayit Katan, you have to see the Gemara there, but it's very richtig. The machlekes is not a machlekes in whether it's Inei Adin before the psak or not. Just if you look at Rashi there, Rashi's learning up the Gemara is talking about the Dinei Mominus aspect. And Rashi's saying in Dinei Mominus, he can't just be Ma'ayin in the Din and not Paskin, that's Inei Adin. And Taisus and Nudva are learning up the Gemara is going on Dinei Nefashis. So that's why they're asking that Dinei Nefashis or that Apsak is not called Dinei Adin. Sounds very mistabit to me what he's saying, that the Rambam Leisasu Avol B'Mishpat teaching you Dinei Adin, and the Sefer Achinuch brings it, that's a Din in Dinei Mominus. That's another halacha. That's a Din in Dinei Mominus. By Dinei Mominus, the halacha is prolonging Dinei Mominus in any eifin, even if there wasn't a Apsak yet, as long as you know the halacha. That's another din of Inei Adin, which you see from the Mishnah, and then in Pirkei Avos, Perkei, Cherub al Adam al Ivas Adin, val Inei Adin. It puts it together, saying the wrong psak and corrupting the din, or even just delaying the din, puts it all together. That's like Sasu Avol b'Mishpat. The Inei Adin of Agamar is a different din. That's a din of Dinei Nefashis. And therefore, as long as there's no psak, there's nothing wrong with delaying. Adarabba, that's just helping him, because it might come out as chus. But once you pass in the din, then it's causing him tsar. After echa kamecha, it's going to cause him tsar if you don't execute right away. And that's the din of Inei Adin after the gemar din. That's what it says in the Sefer Panim B'Mishpat. That's the pshat. And now let's discuss the din that Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, which the Gemara in Amud Beis has a long discussion between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. The Gemara in Amud Beis learns it out from a pasuk. From Tanu Ve'Yishmol, Le'Sivayi Weish B'Chol Meishvei Seichem. Why does it say Meishvei Seichem? To teach you, just like it says,
And Meshusecha means Bezdin. So here also, Sivarish B'chol Meshusecha means Bezdin, to teach you that in Bezdin is Din of Sivari Weish, that you can't do the Din Misa of Sreifa on Shabbos. And the Gemara explains why they need a Pasuk for it. Why they need a Pasuk to teach you that it's not Derech HaShabbos, Mecha Teis, it should be Derech HaShabbos. The Gemara said, because you have a Kal V'chaymer, that you find that Misa's Bezdin Mitzicha is Deich HaVeda, because it says Me'im Mizbechi Tikachanu Lamas. It says Me'im Mizbechi Tikachanu Lamas, that if you have a Kayin which is Mechuyiv Misa, so you take him away from the Aveda to give him Misa. Me'im Mizbechi Tikachanu Lamas. So you see that the din of Misa is Deich HaVeda, even though he's not going to be able to do the Aveda now. But Misa is Deich HaVeda. We also see that Aveda is Deich HaShabbos on Shabbos. You do the Aveda, you do the Aveda of the Karban Tzibur on Shabbos. So a Kal V'chaymer, if Aveda is Deich HaShabbos, so, Kal V'chaymer Ritzicha, which is Deich HaVeda, Ritzicha should be Deich HaShabbos. So that's why we need a pasuk, L'Sivar Reish B'Chomesh V'Sechem, to teach you that Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos, even on Shabbos, it's in the Sivar Reish B'Chomesh V'Sechem. That's Berich, the Maskonis HaGemara here on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Now, Kupshuta, you learn, the din that Ein Ritzicha Deich HaShabbos means that there's an Issa Chil Shabbos, you kill someone, it's also to kill someone on Shabbos, it's a Chil Shabbos of killing someone. And Chil Shabbos, as though you would say that maybe for the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin, you can be Deicha the Isra of Chil Shabbos, and you'd have a Kal V'chaymer, you'd have a Kal V'chaymer from Aveda. But we learn now, no, that the Isra, the mitzvah of killing someone, the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin, is not Deicha Shabbos. And as Eilachar Taisus learns, Taisus here, to be Maslan Ritzicha Deicha Shabbos, Taisus discusses, why is there a Chil Shabbos in killing someone? Why is it a Mekalkel? So one Shani says, if you're old by Sreifa, it's not Mekalkel, because the Sreifa is the Bishul Psila. You're cooking up, you're making the lead, you're melting the lead. So even though killing the person maybe is Mekalkel, you're just destroying the person, but when you're preparing the lead for it, you're melting the lead, that's Mesakin. You're cooking up the lead, you're melting the lead, now you could use the lead, that's Mesakin. So Mela, that's why it's Chil Shabbos, it's the Bishul. And what about other Chayvim Mises Bezdin? So he brings this amount. The Amma Mekalkel B'Chabura is Potter. It's amount. The Amma Mekalkel B'Chabura is Chayiv. So since the Malach of Chabura, the Malach of killing someone, doesn't have a Potter of Mekalkel, but even if you owe Mekalkel B'Chabura, it's Potter, but here it's a Tikkun because it's making a Kapara. You're actually not destroying him under Abba. You're giving him a Kapara. That's a Tikkun. Killing him is a Tikkun. It's making him better. You're giving him a Kapara. Malkoponim, it's a big sugya this about Mekalkel B'Chabura. Taisus coming from the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Gavav. Malkoponim, in Taisus it's Mavur L'Chayra. Now the discussion here is the din of Leisavarish B'Chomesh V'Seichem that you learn out is just the din as though you would think that Ritzicha is Deicha Shabbos. Kamash Malon Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. Now the Rambam and Kama other Rishayim hold that there's something more to it. The Rambam counts Leisavarish B'Chomesh V'Seichem as a separate mitzvah, separate Leisavarish. And Sefer HaMitzvah says, Leisasei Shinchav Bey is a separate Leisasei Leisavarish B'chol Meshusechem. And the Leisasei is that Bezin shouldn't dan on Shabbos. The Leisasei is that Bezin shouldn't dan dinim on Shabbos. If you're going to say that all it is that Bezin can't dan these dinim on Shabbos because it's Chil Shabbos, because you'll be over the Issa Shabbos and Chil Shabbos is not Nidcha because of the Asay of Mrs. Bezdin, so it wouldn't be a separate Leisasei. It wouldn't be a separate loisasei to dan on Shabbos. It wouldn't be a separate minyan from the minyan tayag. It's the same loisasei of Chil Shabbos. It's the same loisasei of Asas and Malacha. There's no bezunder loisasei of Leisavarish B'chol Meshusechem. All the Rishonim that count Leisavarish B'chol Meshusechem, I saw Ruchem Vishal Berlai brings there, Psaid Yigayin and Kama other Rishonim count that they're all learning L'chari the same way, that there's stam a new lav, a new iser to dan on Shabbos. The Rambam in Yad, in Hilchas Shabbos, Perich of Dalach HaZayin, he says like this, Ein Ein Shem B'Shabbos, Afa B'Sha Ein Ish Mitzvah, Se Ein Adeich HaShabbos, Kei Tzat Reish Nishchai, Bezden, Malchus, and Misa, Ein Malchus, Neis, and Misa, Neis, and B'Shabbos, Shem Emle, Svarish, Kom, Shesech, Mehem B'Shabbos, Zu Azhar, Lebezden, Shal Yisuf, U B'Shabbos, Shem Yishchai, Shreif, Vudin, L'Shar, Ein Shem. And that's what the Rambam brings in Hilchas Sefer HaMitzvah, he brings it in the vein done in B'Shabbos. So the Mashma Yisalash is also a Mashma, that is a say as her lebezin shlo yisrifu b'shabbos. I say if it's as her that they shouldn't do it. The Sefer Achin, of course, it brings it down in the parish of Vayakel, and he says that if bezin goes and is dan b'shabbos and siva to be dan on Shabbos, the bezin is over nisr, even though they didn't do the chil shabbos, but the bezin is being over the yisrifu b'shabbos.
If you're going to say, oh, this is that Chil Shabbos is not Deicha, so the Bezin's not being Oivet Yisr, and Shlechad Varavair, the one who's doing it's being Oivet Yisr. But if the Yisr is to be Dam B'Shabbos, that Yisr is Shayach to the Bezin. The Bezin's doing the Dam B'Shabbos, the Bezin's being Oivet Yisr. The Magen Avraham talks about it. Magen Avraham seems a little bit mesupik about this Yisayin, because the Magen Avraham is discussing about Malkus. The Rambam throws in, you don't do Malkus and Shabbos. What's the issue of Malkus and Shabbos? He's not 100% sure. He says, "Efshe the Malkus namika chol Shabbos going to oisa chabura v'tzarachian." Vayishes by Malkus, you don't always do a chabura. Or like some of the Machzor Shekel, other Mefarshim say that maybe on the chabura that's not called that's lachas shen shicha legufa. You're not being mechaven for the chabura. You're just doing the malchus. By the misa, you're being mechaven to kill. So that's why it's a malchus. You're trying to kill. That's what you're trying to do. Mashenga malchus, you're just hitting him. The male of the chabura is happening. It's not so clear. He's not klar. He says v'tzarachian, and then he says v'efshid the miribu the korod the bechomish yaseichem nafklin shein don and klal. But that's the meshmoy. So he says he wasn't 100% klar to learn the Rambam. The way that's the meshmoy is from the fact that the Rambam has as a separate mitzvah leisa say. From the minyan tayang, b'frat, like we said from the chinuch, that the bezin's over on it, so it sounds like it's not stam din that it's not deicha Shabbos. No, it's a din of ain't done. Meli Rabbi says that way. He brings the sefer chinuch, says mishroshi a mitzvah that he have a melech that he made a special day for himself, a day of celebration for the melech, and mainly said he doesn't want any prisoners to be any ancient to happen today because he doesn't want to share the simcha. That's a shroshi a mitzvah. So Bezunder and Mitzvah is not the pshat that Shabbos is Chomer and Memelik, not Deicha Shabbos. Bezunder is Zach, that Dinim can't happen on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham is going on this Ramah. The Ramah says something very interesting. The Ramah says, it's going on the Din of the Ein Donim B'Shabbos, in Simen Shin Lam, a test of Dalet. Salach of Ein Donim B'Shabbos, which the Gemara brings down. I mean, they're showing them down. It says that the Rabbanim, to make a Din B'Shabbos, Xeri Shem Yechdev. And the Ramah says, "Ulchein also litvayis ulahachmas lebeisa sayer mishin eschayveis einish kadesh lo yivrach." You're not allowed to grab, put anyone under arrest, put someone in jail, someone who's chayv and einish. Because Amol, the Yidden used to have a lot of autonomy. They were the ones that used to give the einshim. So someone is mechayv and einish, he did some sort of a crime, and the Yiddish Bezin is the one that's supposed to take care of him. They can't put him in jail. The kolshkin shasal al kaisay, they can't give him malchus. Let's say if you don't put him in jail on Shabbos, he's going to run away, you won't be able to punish him. So what? So you won't be able to punish him. That's what it says in the Ramah. And on this, the Magen Avraham, he doesn't say clearly this is the Pshat in the Ramah. He just says, Kosev HaRambam in ancient B'Shabbos with the Malkus, with the whole thing that we said. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like he learns that that's goof at the time of the Ramah. The reason why the Ramah comes from a Shibali Leket B'Shem Rav Shuri Gain, the reason why you can't give these Einshim, you can't put them in jail, you can't give them Malkus, is because of the din of this din of the Sivai Reish B'Chomesh V'Seichim, and I'll give Einshim on Shabbos. So then it would sound like even putting him in jail. That sounds like L'Chayu Klar, even when it's not a Malacha. Thing is, the Magen Avraham doesn't say that clearly. Magen Avraham Faked, he's mitzadet to say that Le'Sivai Reish is only when it is a Malacha. He's not sure. The Shvus Yankov, there's an interesting tshuva in the Shvus Yankov in Chelek Aleph Siman Yadalad. He talks about putting someone in jail on Shabbos. He says he himself paskin one time there was someone that was going to run away, leave his wife in Aguna. He had the tzibur come and grab him and put him in jail so that they could manage to get a get out of him after Shabbos. Either Amos says you're not allowed to put him in jail on Shabbos. So he said if it's a tzayrich, that if you're not going to do it, there'll be an aguna. So that's already mutter, that's even according to the Ramah. But he got his mefakfik on the whole din. And he says in Mefurish HaPasuk, because it says by the Mekayshish Eitzim, by Nichu Eisei B'Mishmar, that they put him in the jail, and it's Mavur in the Gemara, he says, that they put him in the jail that day. That day they found him being Mekayshish Eitzim, which is on Shabbos, they put him in jail. Mefurish, that putting him in jail is not an einish. Putting him in jail is putting him in jail. It's to do an Einish later, but you're putting him in jail. It's just holding him that you'll be able to do the Einish. That's not an Einish. It's a Mefurish HaPasuk that it's not an Einish, Dr. So he says, and if you look in the Shibali Leket inside, we have it, and it's in Simon Samach, that the reason for this is Al-Sadin Durabonin of Ein Donim, not Al-Sadin Durayis of Savayish B'Chomash Yuseichem, because that wouldn't apply to putting him in jail. It might not apply to Malkus either, because it's not a regular Malkus. This is Stam a Malkus that they, with Sayyid Shah, that your Bezin's allowed to do, Malkum Vainshin Shalay al Piteira. I'm not sure if that would apply to Lisvarish B'chol Meshur Seichem. Now it says Mefurish and Shmuel Elekah, the problem is Ein Donim. The problem is Ein Donim B'shamas al Seshvus, al Sedindar Abonin of Ein Donim. So Shvus Yankov is not sure about that also, because that's also Gzeir Shem Yichtev. Maybe that doesn't apply, that applies to Dinei Mominus, we have to write. Stam to al Seinshim and that, Mechatez it applies. You don't have the Gzeir Shem Yichtev there. But he says he wouldn't argue, Lemaisit Sapsak from the Ramah, from Mefshir Yigayin, you can't argue. But he says, but in the case, well, it's a case of an aguna, that everyone would agree that you're allowed to do it. Al kapanim v'eifin, there is a shitas rishonim that leisavayir weish b'chol meshur seichem is not that it's not a tchia, leisavayir b'chol meshur seichem is a din, is an issa to do an einish. So the Magen Avraham, when he says that, he says, it's sarachim v'sanhejim daflam and hey, mash medafka b'dav v'sheish b'chil l'shabbos. V'cheimuch b'taisa shab. So the taisas already spoke out. That Taisus much is to find that there should be an Issa deraisa of Chil Shabbos by Mises Bezdin. By Taisus, it's only a din that it's not Deicha. But where does he see in Asugya? He says, it's Muchen our Sugya, and Lissavar Oesh means Dafka when there's Chil Shabbos. In other words, it's Dafka a din that it's not Deicha. Where does he see it in the Sugya? So the Machsa Shekel Leif Menard explains like this. The Gemara says, we should learn out that Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos, a Kal V'chaim, and Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Aveda. Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Aveda, you learn that from V'la Achaisai. V'la Achaisai by Nazir L'Achaisai, who Deinu Metameh, Ava Metameh L'Meis Mitzvah. And since it has an extra word L'Achaisai to teach you that even a Kayin Gadol, a Nazir, and someone who's going to make a Pesach or a Mila, he's Metameh to a Meis Mitzvah. Meis is that Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Aveda, is Deicha Aveda of Pesach. And Aveda is Deicha Shabbos. So, Kavachayim, Meis Mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ritzicha Techiach. You learn it from Ritzicha. Ritzicha is also Deicha Aveda, Mimiz Bechen Lamas, and Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, and how do you know that from Meishweis? So, Mele Ritzicha Techiach. So, Zog the Max Shekel Azai. If the din is Ritzicha Stam, not Deicha Shabbos, the mitzvah of Ritzicha, the mitzvah is best, is not Deicha Shabbos, so it could be a Chiach. We have a case, you want to make a Kavachayim, that anything that's Deicha Aveda should be Deicha Shabbos, because if Aveda is Deicha Shabbos, the Kavachayim is something which is Deicha Aveda is Deicha Shabbos. I have you a case, Yechiach, Ritzicha is Deicha Aveda, and it's not Deicha Shabbos, it can be Yechiach. But that's only if Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. But if the din of Meshur Seichem is the Stam, there's an Issa to do a din on Shabbos. So there is no din on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah say on Shabbos. We're mafkir the mitzvah say of Mises Bezin on Shabbos. I'm going to say, how could it be Yechiach? It's not that Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. Ritzicha is not an issa to do it on Shabbos. Nothing to do with the dechi of Shabbos about the melech of Shabbos. There's an issa. Eibush doesn't want you to dine on Shabbos even when it's not chilul Shabbos. So how can that be called a yechiach? A yechiach is a pshat that Ritzicha is stronger than Avodah and it's still not Deicha Shabbos. It's a melech who had the mitzvah is stronger than Avodah, it's still not Deicha Shabbos. But you don't see that Ritzicha is not stronger than Shabbos. There's not a zaitig problem. Shabbos is not a day for Ritzicha. Shabbos is not a day for Einshim. So the Melech shouldn't be able to be called the Yechiach. That's the Chayyad Akasha of the Magen Avraham. A Gevaldig Akasha. But Avnei Nezer, it's Avnei Nezer, Simon Reish Chav Ches, and Erechaim Simon Reish Chav Ches, he says the Teretz like this. He says there's two dinim in Mises Bezdin. There's a din, a mitzvah say to give an einish. A mitzvah say to give an einish. Someone did something wrong, he didn't have there. Bezdin mechuyif to give him an einish. Yenidin, Lesvar Reish B'chol Meshur Seichem teaches you that you don't do that on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of exemption. Shabbos day off. Don't give out Einshim on Shabbos. But there's a Tzaitedin, Ubiyat Torah Mikirbecha, that the Eibishim doesn't want someone who's Mechuyiv Misa to be alive, like we spoke about before. We said this similar to the Dvar Avraham story that we said before. He's not supposed to be alive. Every Regi is alive. There's a bittul of the Ubiyat Torah Mikirbecha. So, Einachinami, mitzad the mitzvah of giving an einish, that mitzvah stam doesn't exist on Shabbos. So, on Stos Alein, you can't have a yechiach. But he tainis, the mitzvah of giving an einish, that anyway can't be Deicha Aveda. The mitzvah of giving an einish, that's not what's Deicha Aveda. He said, because you can do it later. You can't tell me the mitzvah of giving an einish is Deicha Aveda. It's actually Kaim Shneim. Let him do the Aveda, and you'll do the mitzvah later. What's this mean? In Mizbechit, the Kechad Olamas, you're going, and stopping the avodah kedei to kill him? Why could do both? Let him finish the avodah and kill him afterwards. So once deicher avodah, avada not the mitzvah einish. Avada the mitzvah einish is bechal not deicher avodah. So what's deicher avodah? The din will be after omik yibecha. Stam, because the Eibush doesn't want him alive. So even if that's going to cost you the avodah, but the Eibush doesn't want him alive for another second, will be after omik yibecha. So like that's not deicher Shabbos is not because the stam din you can't do einishim on Shabbos. That's only if you want to do an einish. You want to do an einish, you don't want to do it on Shabbos. But here he's not allowed to be alive. So why can't you kill him, Stam? Because you don't want him alive anymore, because the Torah doesn't want him alive. Why can't that be a sibit to kill him? For that, you have to come on to the fact that for that, you can't do Chil Shabbos for that. Because if Ubiyat Rom Mekubech Ubiyat Shabbos, even if you have Leisavaru, that means you don't do Einishim on Shabbos. But here, forget about the Einish. Forget about the fact that I want to give him an Einish, I have the Chiv to give him an Einish. With that, I wouldn't do on Shabbos. But he's not going to be alive. That would have had to apply on Shabbos also. And that you don't do. So in them state, that's stam, the Biat Yom Kibbech is not Deich Shabbos, so it could be Yechiech. It's Deich Avoid and not Deich Shabbos. So who adin? Meis Mitzvah, which is Deich Avoid, is not Deich Shabbos. That's the Teretz of Avnei Nezer on the Morgan of Rome's Kasher Geshmak Teretz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.